líder del sector. 91-133-5832. No lo dejes para el último momento. Aprenderán inglés mientras viven mil aventuras. No olvides preguntar por el resto de campamentos e inversiones de la línea Junior de Vaughan.
En Vaughantown hay un antes y un después. El antes es inseguridad, titubeo, fastidio. El después es confianza, convicción y arrojo. Y esto en solo 6 días.
El mayor ambiente lingüístico jamás creado, con la mayor variedad de acentos nativos nunca antes reunidos. Vaughantown, el pueblo anglo de Vaughan. Vaughantown, rechaza imitaciones. Infórmate en el 911-335833.
Vaughantown, cambia tu inglés ya.
In front of the mic. Tune in at 2. It's something that you'll like. Marta and Mickey, an unbeatable team. Listen to them and learning English will be a dream. They talk and they teach. They teach and they talk. Listen to them when you run or when you walk. Marta and Mickey, what were we gonna say? I can't remember, but it'll blow you away.
No, sorry. Just how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How an interesting way of starting the show.
No, it was just clearing my throat, yeah. Ready for the show.
Are you sure it's just that?
Yeah.
Okay.
How's the temperature in here? Are you feeling warm?
I'm feeling okay.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, welcome to the Marta and Mickey show, coming to you live from Madrid, going out to the four corners of the world. The place to be between 2 and 3. And I hope everybody is all right out there, you know.
Or in your house.
Wherever you may be. But anyway, no matter what is going on out there, we've got a show made ready for you. And we had a show yesterday as well. Pretty cool show. It was a good show
that
we're going to review right now. And we're going to start by reviewing the challenges that we threw out there yesterday. Towers, what was your challenge to us yesterday?
My challenge to you was the following. Oh, Mickey, thank you so much. You're a star.
All of that.
No, just you're a star. I just wanted to give it a little bit of a context.
Okay. You're a star.
You're a star.
Now, the one that the clue you gave us is a picture of a sun, and it was eres un sol.
Eres un sol. I say un solete.
Solete?
También. Yeah, eres un solete.
But what's a solete?
Un sol chiquitito.
what does our technician have there?
I was making gestures right now because I was saying that it smells really well in the studio.
in our studio.
And apparently, haven't you noticed? And so I was doing this, and so Danny, our technician, showed me a product that he used right before.
Right before, so the show, the studio is clean.
Apparently.
It's clean. There's no corona in here.
No.
Except the corona I'm drinking right now. Yeah, with a lime. My challenge to you guys yesterday was, it caused a bit of a debate. Were you aware of this?
Yes.
The challenge that I wrote this. Marta didn't write this. This was my challenge. It's nothing to do with Marta. En el caso, this is what I wrote. En el caso improbable que le veas. And lots of people decided that this was going to be a moment to get into a debate about leísmo and the use of the preposition de. Mm.
Which is a dequeísmo as well.
Yeah, listen, there's a great expression which I sometimes use in English, which is, I care 3 cucumbers.
Me importa 3 pepinos.
3 pepinos, all right. This is not a platform to discuss leísmo, deísmo, or any other type of ismo that you want to talk about. This is a platform for us to teach you English, people. So in all of the cases, we have people correcting the Spanish, all of the people who corrected the Spanish yesterday failed to translate it into English.
Whoa,
so it's like,
no,
oh, very clever, very good. You corrected the Spanish, but you didn't do the second part. And that's what I'm here to tell you, that that's the important thing. Yesterday, the challenge was, en el caso improbable de que le veas.
That's correct.
Or lo veas. All right, whatever you want to say there. The English translation is what, Towers?
In?
No.
On the on the on-off case? Off on? On-off?
You're close. On the off chance.
On the off chance.
So, on... Remember, on is like, the preposition is like, in this case. So, on, and then el caso improbable or el caso hipotético.
Yeah, yeah, perfect.
Is the off chance. So, listen, guys, on the off chance that you want to participate in these challenges, then get on Twitter, get on Instagram, and check us out. Anyway, those were yesterday's challenges. We also did grammar yesterday, and the grammar, it was really a common mistake, right?
Yeah, it was a common mistake.
I like.
Eso está fatal. But I like that. I like it. I like him. I like them. I like everybody.
I like it.
Yep.
I like it.
I like it.
I like it a lot. But yeah, we don't say I like.
No.
You need something after the verb. Don't forget that. That was yesterday's grammar. We also did a pretty cool remake yesterday of a French movie, which you pronounced...
Chocolat.
Chocolat. Was that it?
Chocolat.
Yeah. And we were looking at vocabulary. How do you say desierto in English, Towers?
Desert.
Very good. And postre?
Dessert.
There it is. How do you say qué más?
I understood qué más.
No. I'm George Clooney now. Qué más.
What else?
What else? Very good. And how do you say me da igual?
In what sense? Me da igual. Okay,
me da igual.
I don't mind.
And we also looked at frutos secos.
Nuts.
Very good. Which I find very confusing because, well, nuts, I suppose, are fruits, technically, but they're not. They're nuts.
Mm-hmm. They're nuts.
They're nuts.
They're nuts or nuts.
Nuts are nuts. That translation is nuts.
Mm-hmm. Es una locura.
Es una locura. Exactly. So that was yesterday's remake. Towers, trending topic yesterday. We were, was it on TV?
Yes.
We were famous.
Yeah, we weren't on the radio. We were on TV. So we learned some key sentences that you will use or you might use when speaking about television. So, for example, ¿puedes bajar el volumen, por favor? La tele está todo trapo. Do you remember, guys? Mickey?
I believe this one was, can you turn down the volume? The TV's blaring.
Very good. So we say, está todo trapo. But in English, it's a verb, okay? It's blaring. Also, we also said, no he visto el último capítulo. No me lo arruines.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen the last episode. Don't spoil it for me.
Hi, can I tell you something?
No spoilers.
No spoilers. Can I tell you about my dream
I
had last night?
Go on.
I was Daenerys Targaryen.
Mother of dragons.
Yeah.
Breaker of chains.
And I was climbing a tower. And there was this dragon trying to attack me, which makes no sense. But you know what? I managed to get rid of the dragon.
But if you were Daenerys Targaryen, they were your dragons.
Well, I know, but not in this case.
Not in this case.
It was another dragon. So yeah, and I defeated the dragon. I wonder what that means. Defeating problems?
Maybe the dragon was coronavirus.
So I am the solution.
You're
to
the
this.
Solution. Yeah, you are the breaker of COVID-19. Mother of infected people. Anyway, wow, unreal, Towers. You have some strange dreams.
I know.
You know, I never have cool dreams like that.
I have a lot of dreams.
My dreams involve waking up or having dreams about forgetting to sign teachers up.
Oh, yeah.
They're nightmares.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yesterday on C1 Material, we looked at four expressions that you need to know. I'll give you a quick reminder of those expressions. One of them was to give someone a head start. The second one was to be second to none, which means the best. something is a real game changer. It is something that changes the outcome of something, el resultado. And we also looked at an expression to have high hopes, to have high expectations. And of course, if you missed yesterday's podcast, whether it was our show or just the C1 material, make sure you get on iBooks and check out the podcast. It's Prepare Your C1. And of course, we're on Twitter and Instagram, Prepare Your C1. So that means that yesterday's show is done and dusted. That's a wrap. So it's time to move on to today's challenges.
Aprende sin apenas darte cuenta con Marta y Miki.
The Marta and Miki Show.
Vaughan Radio.
Challengers ready. All right, are you ready? Are you ready, Towers?
I'm ready.
We'll start with you. We always do. I think that's fair.
I think we should go for a beer. How does that sound?
A Corona?
How does that sound? That's my challenge.
Okay, how does that sound?
I know it seems easy. It seems easy, but I think there are a lot of cool ways to say this in Spanish.
Yeah, and in obviously in English, how does that sound? You're asking somebody for their opinion on...
Exactly.
It's really, how does that sound is another way of saying, what is your opinion on that?
What do you think? Yeah. No, like, what do you think?
Usually when you propose something, some sort of proposal, some sort of idea... usually a spontaneous one, and you ask somebody for their opinion on that. That's when we say this. How does that sound? So you want us to translate that into Spanish?
Yes,
very
exactly.
Good. Teach Miki some Spanish. Off we go. And my challenge to you guys, it's an interesting one because the clue is a pair of headphones. All right, that's a clue there. And my challenge is the following. Ya sé qué quieres decir. Ya sé qué quieres decir, tío. Sí, pues, tío, ya sé qué quieres decir.
All right, I think I know this one.
Anyway, the clue is there. If you haven't already participated, people, get on Instagram, get on Twitter. We're at the same handle, Marta y Miki, or just type in the name of the show. You should know it by now, but if you don't, what is it?
It's the Marta and Miki Show.
The place to be between...
2 and 3.
There it is. Anyway, guys... That's the challenges. They're out there. They're waiting to be solved. Time to do some grammar.
Yeah, I think we should do some grammar, shouldn't we?
Well, we were going to do it anyway, weren't we?
I was going to say, I think so, don't I? That sounds very strange.
Well, do you think we should do some grammar, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, would you be interested, or let me rephrase that, you'd be interested in practicing question tags, wouldn't you?
I think you really want to work on question tags, don't you?
You're saying that we should teach question tags, aren't you?
That's it, right? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. So what were all these sentences? They were sentences containing question tags. So what is a question tag? What is it?
¿Verdad?
No. Exactly. So in English, in Spanish is when we say, eres americano, no? ¿Verdad? So in English, you can't really say no, because it's like, I mean, maybe.
You can't, no.
It doesn't sound right.
No,
okay?
Now but you can say right.
You can't say right. That's my trick for my students. That's the trick I give them. Outside of the class, put right at the end of the sentence. So you're Australian, right?
You like apples, right?
Exactly. But here we're going to teach you something else.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Once you master the correct form, then you can use right.
Exactly.
But until then... We're not going to allow you to, so we're going to teach you the basic rules of question tags. You need to repeat the verb, okay, or the auxiliary. If it's positive, make it negative. If it's negative, make it positive. And then the subject, again, in pronoun form. For example, if I say, Marta is small.
Right? I wasn't expecting that.
Marta is small.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Okay,
yeah.
Now the verb here is, and it's in the affirmative. So my question tag needs to start with isn't, and then I need to repeat the subject in a pronoun. So Marta becomes she.
Yeah.
So the full question is?
Marta is small, isn't she?
Very good.
Now, there's now something that is key, in my opinion, is the intonation.
Ooh, go on.
Okay?
Go on.
You can't simply say, Marta is small, isn't she? That doesn't make sense. Right? So you have to say something like, I don't really know what the intonation, because I know that there are some rules.
Yeah.
Like if you think you know the answer, if you don't know the answer, give it some intonation, some kind of intonation.
Yeah.
But don't say it in a flat way.
Now listen, there are two ways. If you are genuinely not sure if you're right or wrong, you say, Marta is small. Isn't she? Isn't she? Yeah. That's the best way to do it. Just put your in, make sure that the question tag has a bit of extra oomph. That's it. That's my rule. All right.
I love that verb. That thing.
That thing. Extra oomph. Let's try. Let's practice here. Marta, I'm going to give you a sentence and you're going to repeat it with the correct question tag.
All right.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You were there.
Do I have to repeat the same sentence?
Please.
So you.
Yep.
You were there, weren't you?
Very good. All right. Now I want you
intonation?
To interrogate me.
You were there, weren't you?
Well, that's really inquisitive.
Weren't you?
What about if
okay.
I say, you were there, weren't you?
No, oh, that's really bad.
You were, don't lie to me. You were
yeah.
there, weren't you?
Yeah.
I know you were. I'm very stupid.
Mm. Okay. I'm very stupid, aren't I?
Yeah. Now imagine that you're, you know, you just made a silly mistake and you're
okay.
just trying to.
Oh my God. I'm very stupid, aren't I?
No, don't.
Now,
don't, no, you're all right.
Let me stop you there if you don't mind, because here we have a difficult one, because I said I am very stupid. Oh my God, I'm tiny and stupid. So I'm very stupid. And the question tag is, aren't I? Now, I've heard I'm in Thai. Irish people.
It is correct in one country in the world, that's Ireland, and in Middle English, but it's not common.
No. Aren't I?
Aren't I? So you would not say am and I, you would say aren't I. But look at the opposite, all right? I'm not very clever.
I'm not very clever, am I?
Am I? In this case, we use am because it's positive.
Yeah.
So I'm very stupid, aren't I? I'm not very clever, am I? How about we turn the tables? How about you give me the sentences and I'll do the question tag? Because this is unfair. You're having to say all the bad things.
I know. You're younger. No, I'm younger than you. I'm getting confused. It's going to turn out wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm younger than you.
All right. I'm younger than you, aren't I?
Mm, okay.
Aren't? There's another example. I'm younger than you, aren't I?
Very good. I'm afraid I'm a little late.
I'm afraid I'm a little late, aren't I?
Very good. Again, aren't I?
Aren't I?
Now, careful. Don't say aren't. Please. Aren't.
Check
aren't
out,
I?
Check out what I'm saying. I'm saying, really, it's like one word. Aren't I?
Aren't I?
Aren't I? So, aren't I, which is the linked way of saying aren't I. Aren't I?
Perfect. I was very quick.
I was very quick, wasn't I?
Very good. Wasn't I?
Wasn't I?
The winter hasn't been cold.
This winter hasn't been cold, has it?
Very, very good. Now, I'm not as tall as you are.
You're not as tall as me.
No, you can't change it.
I'm not as tall as you, am I?
Very good, very good. They, our listeners, they are learning English.
They're learning English, aren't they?
Very good. Aren't they?
Aren't they?
She's too young.
Yeah, she's too young, isn't she?
Very good. Very good. He's greedy.
He's greedy, isn't he?
Very good. What's greedy?
Greedy is avaricioso.
Avaricioso. Yeah. I say this word a lot.
Really?
Yeah, a lot.
Who do you say it to?
To my kids. Don't be greedy.
Ah, you say it in English?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, you
don't
know
be
what?
Greedy.
But would you say that in Spanish? No seas avaricioso.
No seas avaricioso.
The thing is...
Egoísta. Ansias, yeah, a lot of things.
Yeah, because for me, like, avaricioso is a very long word to say.
Well, I say it in English, though.
Yeah, it's a lot easier in English, because if you think about it in Spanish, it's like a six-syllable word. Avaricioso.
Avaricioso.
Ava. Six syllables.
Yeah.
In English, two.
You know what the typical sentence you hear in the park here in Spain?
What?
Hay que compartir.
A que sí. You know what my daughter, this is going to be a challenge. One day, well, maybe we can answer it now. My daughter is saying sentences now, and one of her favorite sentences to say in Spanish is, a que sí.
A que sí?
And I was thinking about it. It's like, what's the translation of, really, AKC is kind of a question tag.
For me, it's like, right?
You know what? Because, for example, you know, you're shorter than me, aren't you, AKC?
You're picking on me today.
AKC. So, like, really, in English, the question tag is very much the same as that sentence that you say in Spanish. AKC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be a question tag in Spanish. Yeah.
Anyway, question tags done and dusted, because it is time for us to move on to today's remake.
Action.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
How you doing? Hanging out?
Yeah, I was here chilling.
So we got a remake today. Now, I'm trying to find the music, because I don't know what remake we're doing today. Now, it is a remake called The Lost Property Office.
I think you chose the music to this one.
I did.
But I can't remember.
I did. I don't have it here. So we're going to surprise you guys with a bit of music here and the remake, where you're going to hear a lot of cool vocabulary, and then I'm going to ask you questions in Spanish, and you're going to have to remember how I said it in English. Pay attention. This is the remake. Good morning. Paddington Station, Lost Property Office. How may I help you?
Good morning. I'm sorry, I missed that. Is this Lost and Found?
Yes, madam. This is Paddington Station, Lost Property Office.
Great. I left a bag on the train last night. I was wondering if anything had been handed in.
Yeah, we have several items from last night. What train was it?
It was the 535 from Cardiff. I really can't believe that I left it behind. I never, never lose things.
Okay, can you describe the bag, please, madam?
Yeah, it's a small black case with a light blue and green pattern.
One moment, please. I'll just check for you. Yeah, yes, we have a few similar items here. Can you describe the contents, please?
Well, I went away for the weekend, so it's just full of clothes.
I understand that, madam, but you'll have to be a little more specific.
There's a pair of brown boots, a pair of blue jeans, a couple of jumpers, and in the front pocket, there's a makeup bag.
Okay.
And there's a label on the handle with my name on it.
Much easier. And your name, please?
It's Anna McHale. It's M, small C, capital H, A-L-E.
You're in luck. I've got it here.
Oh, my God. That's such a relief. That's fantastic. I'll collect it on my way home this evening. What are the office opening hours?
We're open from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. We're located on platform 12.
Well, lovely. I'll pop by later. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, madam. Thank you for calling.
That was nice.
It was a nicer conversation.
Nice.
By the way, this is Sinnerman, the original by Nina Simone, I believe. This is the soundtrack from the Thomas Crown Affair.
Ah, right.
With Pierce Brosnan.
Right.
And he was stealing paintings from the museum.
Mm-hmm.
I like this music. Shall we say, this remake reminded me a little bit of the Thomas Crown Affair.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk about the vocab. At the very beginning, you said, me lo he perdido.
Yeah, it's like, no lo he entendido. That's how I would translate it. So, es que no te he entendido, perdona.
No me he entendido. What was that in English?
I missed that. Yeah. Sorry, I missed that.
I missed that.
Can you say, I didn't catch that?
Yeah, I didn't catch that, or I missed that. Also, you heard me say, he estado pensando si, o me preguntaba si.
Yeah, I was wondering if.
Very good. I was wondering. So usually we say that in the past continuous. It's an interesting tense, because in Spanish it's, perdona, me preguntaba si, o he estado pensando.
Yeah.
And in English, we would say it in the past continuous. I was wondering. Not I am wondering, but it's more polite to say I was wondering. You also heard me say estampado in English. What was that?
Estampado. Yeah, pattern.
Pattern, I mean, it really can
mean pattern, or it can mean... Oh, my God.
Pattern as in pauta.
Esta,
pattern as in...
Yeah, like in a...
Like clothes.
Yeah. Estampado, yeah. Exactly. In that case, it's pattern.
But and what's the other meaning of estampado?
If I start running and I run into the wall, you would say, José estampó contra la pared.
And by the way, you heard me use the phrasal verb, which means entregar. Do you remember what that was?
I used to hand in.
To hand in, very good. You hand in. Now, hand in is entregar como un informe.
Yeah.
For example, your homework, you have to hand it in. But also, entregar algo perdido.
Mm-hmm.
If you find something on the metro or in the street, it is your duty as a good citizen to hand it in. All right, hand it in. Uf, qué alivio.
Oof, what a relief.
What a relief. That, what a relief. Or you can say, that is such a relief. What a relief. Be careful in English. It says, qué alivio. We don't say what relief. It's always what a relief. You have to use the article. And last but not least, pasarse un momento, un ratito.
Ah, yeah, that's to pop by.
To pop by. Or pop in.
Pop in, yeah.
Like Mary Poppins. Anyway, guys. We're coming up to the end of the first half of the Marta and Mickey show. We kicked off with question tags, didn't we?
We did.
And you just heard a remake of The Lost Property Office using the lovely music from the Thomas Crown Affair. And we heard great vocabulary like estampado, pattern, and me preguntaba si I was wondering. Coming up, we've got trending topics and C1 material. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the Marta and Mickey show.
Si los profesionales de su empresa no comunican eficazmente en inglés, su empresa no necesita clases de inglés. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente. Muchas son las empresas españolas que despilfarran el dinero contratando clases de inglés a diestro y siniestro. Café para todos y resultados para nadie. Dominar el inglés requiere enfoque, esfuerzo y un plan. En Baugen Empresas tenemos un plan. Un plan hecho a medida para su empresa. No nos interesa vender clases, nos interesa conseguir soluciones. Y para ello tenemos un apasionado equipo de profesores formados meticulosamente en el método Baugen. Llama al 911-335831. 911-335831. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente.
Todos deberíamos hacer lo mismo, que luego nos pasa como otros años. Sin plaza donde queremos y los míos encima todo el verano quejándose en casa.
Pues sí, pasan los meses y al final tomamos la decisión a última hora. Y por informarse no se pierde nada, ¿eh?
Campamentos de verano Baugan. Infórmate sin compromiso llamando al 911-133-5832. 911-133-5832. O si lo prefieres, ven a la calle Orense 69, primera planta, o a la calle Arapiles 18. Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Baugen ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Baugen 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Baugen para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335831 o entra en grupobaugen.com.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Baugan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Esta Semana Santa tráelos a los cursos intensivos de Baugen para niños. Disfrutarán de sus vacaciones mientras se divierten de verdad. Y aprenden inglés en nuestras clases intensivas de 4 horas diarias, de 4 a 17 años. Infórmate ya en el 911-335832 o en grupobaugen.com. Clases intensivas para niños y jóvenes en Semana Santa. 911-335832. Grupobaugen.com.
No importa cómo seas, si quieres aprender inglés, tenemos el curso de inmersión en España para ti. ¿Te gustaría vivir situaciones reales en inglés sin profesores? ¿O prefieres convivir con profesores Vaughan y recibir clases? Seas como seas, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te informaremos sobre el curso de inmersión que mejor se adapte a ti.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
Hola, soy el Intermitator y he venido a destruir a todos los que dicen que tienen un nivel intermedio en inglés. Porque lleváis toda la vida diciendo que tenéis un nivel medio y es mentira.
No te preocupes, para eso estamos los de Vaughan. Llegamos a tu rescate. ¿Quieres vencer al dichoso nivel medio? Ven a vernos, llámanos y sabrás cómo vencer al Intermitator.
Welcome back to the Marta and Mickey Show.
Vaughan Radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the second half of the Marta and Mickey Show. If you're just joining us, what were you doing? What were you doing for the first half an hour? Come on, people. Wake up. Smell the coffee. Show starts at 2 o'clock. And you gotta be here at 2 until 3. Coming up, as I said, we are going to be doing trending topic, which is really just cool vocabulary. Where are we today?
We're gonna go to the airport.
That's not a great place to be today.
No,
you don't want to be it. But I mean,
well, you know, you need to learn that.
Yeah, we're gonna give you vocabulary in case you need to run to the airport at the last minute. We're also going to be looking at common mistakes that people make when talking about travel.
Which is
our
awesome
C1
as well.
Yeah, C1 material. So listen, if you do have to travel at the last minute, at least you're going to have the English to be able to do that. All thanks to Marta and Mickey. All right.
Can I just say hi to El Preve, who's writing from Puerto Rico?
That's right. Yeah, you say Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
But in English, we'd say Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico and El Preve.
Yeah. Hello,
El Preve from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's always fun to hear from people who are listening in other parts of the world.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. It makes our day. It brings joy to our radio show.
Not that if you're in Madrid, we don't appreciate it. Of course we do.
Well,
we do.
You're not as cool if you're in Madrid. And you're also probably quarantined at the moment. Anyway,
yeah.
Let us know where you're listening from, how you're listening. And we're going to keep teaching you guys no matter what happens. So let's start the second half of the show by reviewing the challenges that are out there. They haven't been solved satisfactorily yet, so we need your help. Towers, what was your challenge?
My challenge was, how does that sound?
That's a good challenge.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound?
Yep.
What is your opinion on that matter? What is your thought about my suggestion?
Now, what do you think about that?
What do you think about that? How does that sound? All right, very good. And my challenge to you also has something to do with sound. We're in sync today.
Yeah. We're on the same page.
In sync, not in sync. The boy band. In sync. Yeah.
On the in same. Sincronía.
Yeah. On the same page. My challenge to you guys is the following. Ya sé qué quieres decir.
Ya sé.
Anyway, guys, if you haven't already participated, get on Twitter, get on Instagram. We're there on the same handle. Marte y Mickey, or just type in the name of the show, The Marte and Mickey Show. Tweet us your answers or Instagram us your answers, and we will read them out in approximately 20 minutes.
Yep, 20 minutes.
Cool, very good. Now, I believe it is time for a little section that you like to call...
Yeah, sorry, I have to go. This is trending topic. Bye-bye.
Topics.
All right, guys, this is Trending Topic, and goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye. Where are you going? Where are you
going? Going to the airport.
Where are you flying somewhere?
Yeah.
You're flying somewhere?
Yeah.
You know that song, Leaving on a Jet Plane?
Yeah, I know that song.
Are you leaving on a jet plane?
Yes, of course, you know. What other planes would I fly on?
Well, a propeller plane.
All right, guys. So we're going to talk about key sentences. That's the first thing we're going to do. We're going to speak about key sentences that you will use at the airport or when talking about the airport. So, for example, the first one would be, mi vuelo va con retraso. ¿Me puedes recoger a una hora más tarde?
Man, my flight is delayed. Can you pick me up an hour later?
Very good. So my flight is delayed. That means va con retraso or has been delayed. Se ha retrasado, ¿no? Or is delayed, has been delayed. It depends, right?
I don't know, but you wouldn't say... In English, you say, mi vuelo es retrasado.
está retrasado or es retrasado. Yeah, it's delayed.
It's delayed.
All right, more. Mi vuelo llega a tiempo y yo llegué... Sorry, what? I don't understand. Mi vuelo llegó a tiempo y yo llegué sano y salvo.
My flight arrived on time, or my flight was on time. Very good. My flight was on time. And so I arrived safe and sound.
Yeah, safe and sound means sano y salvo. Okay, sano y salvo. ¿Hay asientos de ventanilla disponibles?
Hi, are there any window seats available?
Yes, asientos de ventanilla.
Last call, Towers.
Window seats. Perdone, ¿tengo que rellenar el formulario de aduana?
Do I have to fill out the customs form?
Customs, yeah.
Customs.
So you can say fill out or fill in.
Yeah, for un formulario, it could be both. Fill out, fill in. There's one exception, and that is when we talk about huecos, rellenar los huecos in English, it's always fill in the blanks.
Right, fill in the blanks.
No se puede decir fill out the blanks.
No, that's true.
It's weird, but normally fill in and fill out are absolute synonyms.
Okay, next sentence. Perdone, ¿dónde puedo encontrar los carritos?
Yeah, where can I find the carts?
Yep, the carts or the trolleys? I would say trolleys.
Yeah, both, carts, shopping cart, shopping trolley.
Very good. Now more. Okay, we're going to work on some vocabulary that you will use at the airport, and we're going to make the most of it by also working on the first conditional.
Ooh.
Okay? So, for example, all right, Mickey, I'll sit in the aisle if you... Bring me a whiskey.
Fair enough. Yeah, but hang on a minute. If you're sitting in the aisle, you should bring me a whiskey.
No, you can't have everything. You know?
But the aisle seat's a good seat.
It is. I don't know.
So you want to sit.
I want everything.
You want the good seat and the whiskey?
Yeah.
Get out of town.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, so some more sentences, guys. Tendré un problema si pierdo mi tarjeta de embarque.
Yeah, man, I'll have a problem if I lose my boarding pass.
Very good. So I'll have a problem if I lose. So if I lose my boarding pass. So that's the first conditional. You can say both ways. You can say what I just mentioned, or if I lose my boarding pass, I'll have a problem. Okay.
And that's the same in Spanish. You can say, pues, si pierdo mi tarjeta de embarque, tendré un problema.
Yeah, exactly. Just like in Spanish. Uf, me marearé. Me marearé.
Sounds
funny. Me marearé si hay muchas turbulencias.
I'll get airsick if there's a lot of turbulence.
Very good. Airsick. Never heard that before.
So you can be airsick, seasick, carsick.
Carsick. But airsick, I've never heard it before.
And homesick.
Homesick, yeah.
Homesick. But homesick is...
Morriña.
Yeah, it's not the same as throwing up. I hope.
No. I mean, homesick means that you miss your home.
Yeah.
Because you're away.
Now, it's interesting because you have airsick, seasick, carsick, but you don't have train sick.
Exactly.
I wonder why.
So what would you say on the train? I'm getting sick?
I don't know. Do people get sick on the train?
I would get sick on a train.
Really?
Probably. Or a bus? What about a bus?
Bus sick.
Bus sick.
I don't know.
All right, next one. Me saldrá mejor de precio si reservo con antelación.
Yeah, I'll get a better deal if I book in advance.
Very good. So deal means es como que un trato mejor, ¿no? Como que me va a salir mejor. I'll get a better deal if I book, reservar, in advance.
So here you're, a deal is like, a good deal is... something that is...
Una oferta o un buen...
Algo que tiene buen precio.
Yes, exactly. That's a deal.
A
right?
deal, wolf.
One
deal.
More. Deal.
Deal.
Ella ahorrará dinero si tiene una escala, pero más le vale no perder su vuelo de conexión.
Yeah, she'll get a deal if she has a layover, or she'll save money if she has a layover, but she'd better not miss her connecting flight...
Very, very good. And the very last one, Mickey, obtendrás una buena oferta again. Okay, remember, yeah. Deal, deal. Obtendrás una buena oferta si reservas. What's that? What's that?
That means we're losing
my
cabin
car.
Pressure.
Abandon, abandon.
Put on your, remember to put on your own gas mask before yeah. you put on your child's.
All right, so obtendrás una buena oferta si reservas un viaje de ida y vuelta.
Yeah, man, you'll get a good deal if you book a round trip ticket.
Very good, so round trip ticket or return ticket?
Yeah, I think maybe one is more British, one's more American. I would just say, man, you got to book a round trip ticket, you get a better deal.
Perfect.
Get a better deal.
So that was today's trending topic. It was at the airport, and I believe tomorrow we're going to go to a wedding.
A wedding.
Yep.
Part two. We went to a wedding. We went to a wedding a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was thinking about this. It's a bit of bad luck if imagine that you
exactly.
had
Exactly. It's your wedding this weekend.
Imagine if you were having a wedding
in Madrid.
In Italy.
Or in yeah.
Like a lot of people get married in the north of Italy, and you'd be, you know what we'd say in English? You'd be screwed.
Yeah, in Spanish we'd say something harder, I think. But anyway.
Yeah, screwed is... I think I can say that. I'm teaching it. It means a screw is tornillo.
Mm-hmm.
So screwed is... You're having...
Jorobao. Vamos. Jorobao. Está jorobao.
Anyway, I think I've got myself into a bit of a hole here. So we're going to quickly move on to today's Prepare Your C1.
¿Necesitas prepararte tu examen del C1? Ya tienes el libro 100% Vaughan para preparar tu examen del C1. Prepara tu C1. Te ofrece esta sección.
Take it up a notch.
That's right. It is time to take it up a notch once more. And today we are going to be looking at common mistakes that you should avoid when talking about travel. Travel is one of those very common topics that are going to come up on C1 exams. Travel always comes up. Everyone has an opinion about travel. Everyone has something to say about travel. But the important thing is that whatever you have to say about travel, that you avoid making these mistakes. All right. Now, how are we going to do this? Am I going to read the... you know what I'll do? I'm going to use, because Towers has a unique perspective here. You have the Spanish insight. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the correct sentence.
Okay.
And you are going to tell our listeners what the common mistake is.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah?
Okay.
Because... sometimes it's not obvious to me that it's a common mistake, but for you, you're like, no, that's a common mistake, and then you can tell us why.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to give you the correct sentence, and you're going to say what students sometimes say.
Okay, perfect.
The first correct sentence that you will need to know when talking about travel is, man, this place is too touristy.
Touristy. Okay, the common mistake would obviously be, the city or this place is too touristic.
Yeah. Ooh, now I know. Yeah.
Yeah, because touristic is turístico. It's an adjective in Spanish. I mean, turístico.
And so I suppose I'm thinking here, the problem is the word touristic in English does exist.
It does.
But it's not, we don't really use it.
By itself, right? You need something else.
Yeah.
It's a touristic place.
The thing is, we rarely use it.
Yeah.
And so it sounds a bit wrong to us. The word that we always use is, man, this place is very touristy, let's leave. Or don't eat there, it's very touristy. It's a negative thing.
Yeah, we say turístico. Yeah.
Cool. Second sentence that is correct, and you're going to tell us what the mistake is. I hate sunbathing.
Okay, the typical mistake would be to say, I like taking the sun.
Or I hate.
Or I hate, oops.
I hate taking the sun. Why would a student say taking the sun?
Because in Spanish, we say tomar el sol. So you,
okay.
They literally translate it and they say, I hate taking the sun, but that's wrong.
But you, so you're telling me that it's the same verb. You say, for example, tomar una caña.
Yeah, tomar el té, for example, tomar el sol.
Y tomar el sol.
Yeah, lo tomas así.
It's like un aperitivo.
Yeah.
Yeah, like something that you eat.
Well, maybe.
It's weird.
Maybe.
Anyway, yeah. In English, we have a special verb, and the verb is to sunbathe. Don't confuse it and say sunbath.
Or sunbathe.
Yeah, no, it's bathe.
It's not una feta. No, it's
very good. Marta, what's the common mistake here? This is correct. Hey, let's find a table in the shade.
Well, I imagine the mistake here is let's find a table in the shadow.
Yeah. You can't find a table in the shadow.
No.
Now.
Oof, in the shade is a la sombra.
Yeah. Now, think about it like this. Shade, by the way, if sunglasses, we often call sunglasses shades.
Shades, yeah.
Why? Because shade is protection from the sun.
Yeah.
All right. Shadow is a synonym for silhouette. So it is correct that a silhouette can create shade, but we use them in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Shade is cooler protection from the sun. Shadow is an outline.
For me in Spanish, now that I'm thinking about it, shade is more la sombra with la, for example. Okay. But shadow is more mi sombra. No, it's more mi sombra, mi silueta, no?
And so,
something like that.
What would you say the translation for sol y sombra is?
It's not clear in that one. It's not clear. Sun and shade, maybe.
Sun and shade or sun and shadow. Shade.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? Anyway, it's a borrachera. That's what we do know. Hey, I love taking lots of photos. I love taking lots of photos. That's correct.
That's correct. And what Spanish people would naturally say is I love making lots of photos. So making. Why? Because in Spanish, hacemos fotos. Well, in Latin America, I think they say tomar fotos.
Ah,
okay?
But in the Iberian Peninsula?
Here would say hacer fotos. So they literally translate that and they say make photos, but it's to take photos.
And in fact, a common mistake that I always hear this, people coming up to you and say, excuse me, can you make me a photo?
Yeah, or can you take me a photo?
Or can you take me? And both, you need to put the of me at the end. Can you take a photo of me? Not, can you take me a photo? That's wrong.
It's funny because if you say, can you take a photo, we understand it's of you.
Well,
right?
It'd be a bit strange if I came up to you and said, hey, I give you my camera and I say, hey, can you take a photo of him?
Yeah, or can you take a photo
me.
And I take a photo of someone, yeah. Of something.
Hey, can you take a photo of anything that you want? It doesn't matter. Just take a photo. Maybe that's my plan as a way to ligar, to chat
right,
up.
Yeah.
Hi, can you take a photo? No, of anything. I just wanted to talk to you. I prefer going to the mountains than the beach.
Yeah.
Why am I? That's correct, by the way.
That's correct. The mistake that a Spaniard would make or somebody who speaks Spanish is I prefer going to the mountain. Than the beach.
Why?
Why? Because nosotros vamos a la montaña.
A la montaña.
A la montaña. Este fin de me voy a la montaña.
¿Qué montaña?
No me voy a las montañas.
No.
No me voy a la montaña.
La montaña, because there's only one.
No, I don't know, because it's like the space. It's like the...
Really?
We are not really talking about the peak. Do you know what I mean? You're talking about the area.
So the thing is... So
la playa, la montaña.
Ah, that's true, because we say I'm going to the beach, but I mean, when we say the mountains, usually there's several picos in the area.
Makes sense.
Anyway, that's cool. Oh my God, is that the time? I need to pack my bag. I need to pack my bag. That's correct.
That's correct.
What's the common mistake here?
Yeah, I need to make my bag.
Yeah, I need to make...
Tengo que hacer la maleta.
Now, if you say in English, I need to make my bag, I would look at you very strangely and think, surely it would be easier to buy one from...
Yeah, because you mean fabricate.
Yeah. If you say, I need to make my bag, I'm like, who? What are you? Like, are you going to make... What are you going to make it from?
Yeah, because it would mean, tengo que fabricarme una bolsa, una maleta.
Una maleta, yeah. Like, it doesn't make any sense to do that.
Yeah.
So, obviously, hacer la maleta in English, we have a special verb, and it's just pack.
Yeah.
And in fact, you don't need to say my bag.
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
just say, oh my God, I need to pack.
I need to pack. And, or unpack.
Or unpack, which is... What's unpack in Spanish?
Deshacer la maleta?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're sure about that.
Yeah.
I would just say, quita la ropa de...
Deshacer. Hacer la maleta, deshacer la maleta.
Cool. So in English, pack... And unpack. We have time for one more.
Come on.
All right. Towers, we're going on holiday in July. That's correct. What's the common mistake?
The common mistake is to say we're going on holiday on July.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong. But it's very confusing because if you say the month and the day, then it is correct. So you say, we're going on holiday on July the 23rd. There, yes, you have to say on. But if you just say the month, you have to say in.
Wow.
That's why.
Masterclass from Miss Towers there on common mistakes. And of course, if you want to know more about common mistakes that you should avoid when talking about travel or any other hot topic that is going to come up on the exam, then pick up a copy of Prepare Your C1. It is available online and in all good bookshops. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to reveal the answers to today's challenges.
Prepara tu C1, compuesto por dos libros, uno de vocabulario y el otro de gramática. A través de los temas más vistos en exámenes oficiales a nivel C1, estos dos libros presentan el léxico y la gramática más importantes para superar dicho nivel. Supera el C1 en baugantienda.com. Envío gratis en delegaciones Baugan y en librerías y puntos de venta autorizados.
Time to go to the scorecard.
All right, you know what? I'm going to start today because I'm the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm the winner. I got loads more participation, and my challenge was pretty cool, I thought. I'm feeling good today, you know, healthy. I don't have a temperature.
Okay, nice. Good to know.
Or a dry cough.
Good to know.
And my challenge is... ya sé qué quieres decir. Ya sé. Sí, tío. Es que ya sé qué quieres decir. Any ideas on how to translate that into English, Miss Towers?
And it's not, I know what you mean.
It could be, I know what you mean, because that is a perfectly good translation. And of course, I need to remind you that this is one of those sentences where I would say there are probably five common ways to say this. We're going to try and talk about all of them. I know what you mean. 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 There's another way to say that, though. There's another way to say that. Any ideas?
No.
The clue is a pair of headphones. And of course, headphones are for listening to music. And when you listen to music, you use your ears. And ears are for...
I hear you.
I hear you.
I hear you.
I hear you. I hear you. Now, this one is quite American, especially when it's followed by man.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
I hear you, man. Oh, man, I hear you. I hear you. And like... This is especially when somebody tells you a bit of information or they're complaining and you're like, yeah, man, I hear you. I hear you. On Instagram, Lucille Living, she nailed it. Lucille says, yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Michelangelo 74 says, I gotcha. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's also correct. Jessica Acosta says, I know what you mean. Very good, Miss Acosta. It's Noe says, I know what you mean. That's what she meant to say. Nice job. It's the first time I've seen It's Noe participating. Thank you and welcome. Kierne 23 says, I already know what you mean. Oscar G Music, I know what you mean, man. What else do we have here? Morris Bryce, I know what you mean. The expression I was looking for was I hear you. I hear you. And on Twitter, we had a couple people getting it right. Upitili, Juan Antonio, Ismael came close with the verb. So yeah, we don't have time to go through everyone else, but Towers, give me your challenge.
All right, my challenge to you guys was, how does that sound? So that is, I'm checking some of the answers on Twitter. I can't read them all, but thank you. ¿Qué te parece? That's Jesús Mendoza. ¿Qué te parece? ¿Cómo suena? ¿Cómo te suena eso? Very good. ¿Cómo te suena? ¿Qué te parece? Perfect. Guys, that was amazing. Thank you very much for participating. Sorry that I can't mention you all. What else? On Twitter. ¿Qué tal te suena eso? Yeah, that's perfect, Pablo. The same, María. ¿Qué tal? ¿Qué te parece? That's what I would naturally say. Javier Alonso as well. Ismael, Joaquín Lázaro. Perfect. That's exactly what I was looking for. Like, you can say, ¿cómo te suena eso? Perfect. But however, I would naturally say in a conversation, ¿qué te parece?
Let's go.
Que no vamos a tomar una cerveza. ¿Qué te parece? ¿Qué piensas?
Pues, buena idea.
Awesome.
¿A que sí? Very good. Guys, we had a pretty cool show today. Under some difficult circumstances. If you're in Madrid, then maybe everyone's a bit on edge. But you've got Marta and Mickey here to teach you English and have a bit of fun. And we're laughing with you and we're having a good time. And I hope you enjoyed the show. We kicked off as a recap with question tags, didn't we?
We did.
Didn't we? Those were question tags. ¿A que sí? We did a remake of the Thomas Crown Affair, where we looked at cool language like estampado, pattern, a phrasal verb, entregar, hand in, and of course, he estado pensando si, I was wondering. Towers took us to the airport in trending topic, and today's C1 material was mistakes to avoid when talking about travel. We are going to be back tomorrow, same time, 2 o'clock, live here on Vaughn Radio.
Profesionales de su empresa no comunican eficazmente en inglés, su empresa no necesita clases de inglés. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente. Muchas son las empresas españolas que despilfarran el dinero contratando clases de inglés a diestro y siniestro. Café para todos y resultados para nadie. Dominar el inglés requiere enfoque, esfuerzo y un plan. En Baugen Empresas tenemos un plan hecho a medida para su empresa. No nos interesa vender clases, nos interesa conseguir soluciones. Y para ello, tenemos un apasionado equipo de profesores formados meticulosamente en el método Baugen. Llama al 911-335831, 911-335831. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente.
¿Crees que tienes un buen nivel?